Ladies and gentlemen, 24 years ago I was an exchange student from Germany here in Boston, so I am very grateful for giving me the opportunity to come back here to the wonderful Boston area and to talk to you about our project on patient assessments in surgery, variables which contribute most to increased satisfaction. As a presenter, I have no financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Background. Patient satisfaction has become into focus in many healthcare systems. For the one hand, it is very interesting for hospital management to use patient satisfaction as an outcome parameter for assuring or improving quality in hospitals. But moreover, I've learned from the value-based purchasing program in your country that it's here now relevant for reimbursement of hospitals. This is what we plan in Germany, but when I got these figures right, it is about 30% of the revenues which depend on patients' satisfaction. We can see patient satisfaction in the definition is nurse communication, doctor communication, hospital staff, and so on. What was the study objective? Basically, we wanted to assess the aspects of the hospital stay which contribute most to increased satisfaction of surgical patients. As I said, it is impossible. It is very relevant for hospital management to understand which variables contribute most to patient satisfaction. We did a study in 55 hospitals in the federal state of Saxony, which is in the eastern part of Germany, in this part about 1.65 million people were living. We analyzed more than 4,000 surgical inpatients aged 50 years and older who were discharged from hospital in 2012. Most of them underwent a knee or a hip replacement surgery, but we also included gallbladder operations, carotid artery surgery, and pacemaker implantation because we couldn't find any differences between these surgical procedures with regard to patient satisfaction. In Germany, we have a big debate about the prevalence of hip and knee replacement surgery compared to the OECD countries. One can say it's very popular in Germany. It's a tough debate about the right prevalence of this surgery, but this is a different topic. Sent more than 17,000 patients a questionnaire. We had a response rate of about 24%. Participation was completely anonymous and voluntary. We used the statutory health insurance companies. In Germany, there's an obligation to contract an health insurance. We have more than 120 health insurance, statutory health insurance companies, and everyone has to choose one of it. And we used the big five in Saxony, which cover about 85% of the total population. So we asked them to define a random sample of surgical patients fulfilling the criteria I described before and sent them the questionnaire. The questionnaire, unfortunately in German, consisted of 42 items, which were dealing with patient demographic data, gender and age, the visit characteristics, source of admission, length of stay in days, length of stay assessed by the patient, number of prior hospital stays, occurrence of complications. And we had 18 items on patient satisfaction regarding the organization of admittance and discharge, the organization of procedures and operations, the information about treatment and service variables like accommodation, quality of food, and cleanliness. And last not least, the interpersonal aspects, the kindness of doctors and nurses, and individualized medical care. Then we asked about the overall satisfaction. When we did the data analysis, we performed bivariate analysis first, and then we included the most relevant variables in the logistic regression. To describe the sample, nearly 58% were female, 42% male, 50% of the sample was above 70 years old. From their perspective, 74% indicated the length of stay was appropriate. 3.3% said it was too long in their to their understanding. The actual length of stay was mainly between 8 and 14 days. 11% experienced a complication prior to discharge, and the perceived health status prior to a hospitalization was bad in 39% of the patient. If we look at the overall satisfaction, 87% of the patients said the hospital stay was excellent or good, and the willingness to return was about 87%. So most of the patients were quite satisfied with the hospital stay. However, the ones who experienced complications had a little bit lower overall satisfaction, and that's a maybe interesting finding. The ones who said the length of stay was too long were the most unsatisfied patients in the hospital. Other factors did not reach significance. What were the most items with regard of satisfaction? Kindness of doctors. Kindness of doctors was close to perfect, 93.5%. Kindness of nurses, 93.7%. These are very good results we could find. But what were the items where a lot of patients were unsatisfied? Only 63% were satisfied with information about their medication. In other terms, one third were unsatisfied with the information provided about the medication. Discharge, organization of discharge. In other words, nearly 30% of the patients were unsatisfied with the organization of discharge. Doctors' knowledge about patients' anamnesis, a quarter of the patients were not satisfied with that. Quality of food is probably something which is always something which makes patients unsatisfied. If we look at the logistic regression analysis, which variables are closely related to overall patient satisfaction. The most important factors are kindness of nurses and kindness of service personnel. Kindness of doctors were so high, maybe it contributes nothing to this regression analysis. So interpersonal aspects of care are very important for patients. Communication with nurses and service personnel are strong determinants of satisfaction. Kindness of doctors seems to be less important compared with the other factors. Organizational aspects, especially the organization of admittance and discharge, is something which can increase patient satisfaction in this regression model. Accommodation is an important predictor of satisfaction. Cleanliness and quality of food is not significantly related. The occurrence of complications and the perceived length of stay has no influence in this regression model. And it's the same with other factors we assessed in the questionnaire. So I can come to the conclusions. This research suggests that organizational aspects, especially of admittance and discharge, are in the focus of patients' perception of their hospital stay. Interpersonal aspects of care, particularly the interaction between nurses, service personnel, and patients, are important factors. Accommodation, given enough private space, for instance, seems to be important. They are strong drivers of overall satisfaction and willingness to return. Other factors, for instance, like providing information about the surgery itself, about technical aspects of anesthesia, seem not to play an important role in patients' perception of overall satisfaction. Well, healthcare organizations should focus on those aspects in order to increase satisfaction of surgical patients. Interpersonal factors are not too cost expensive, so there are some factors which can be easily altered. Others are more complicated. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you for your attention.